Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 19th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Left atrial appendage closure or medical therapy in atrial fibrillation. The clinical question concerns the effectiveness of catheter-based left atrial appendage closure as an alternative to oral anticoagulation for stroke prevention in atrial fibrillation patients. This study investigated its efficacy compared to physician-directed best medical care in those at high risk for both stroke and bleeding. A multicenter randomized trial in Germany examined this critical comparison. The research addresses the optimal therapeutic strategy for this complex patient population. Article number 2. Atrial functional mitral regurgitation. Effect of phenotype definition on classification, valve features, and prognosis. This article highlights atrial functional mitral regurgitation, AFMR, as a distinct and clinically significant form of functional mitral regurgitation. It found that disparate published definitions create significant uncertainty regarding its prevalence, specific morphology, and associated mortality. This definitional inconsistency was shown to impede consistent clinical decision-making and patient classification. The analysis underscores the critical need for a unified and broadly applicable definition to improve management. Article number 3. Ethnicity and heart failure outcomes in England. Role of specialist care in a universal health system. Reports indicated poorer cardiovascular outcomes among ethnic minorities, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. This analysis investigated the relationship between ethnicity, quality of care after heart failure hospitalization, and long-term outcomes in England. The study utilized routinely collected national audit data to examine these disparities within a universal health system. It focused on understanding how ethnicity influences care quality and subsequent long-term outcomes for patients hospitalized with acute heart failure. Article number 4. Cardiomyopathy gene variants and polygenic risk scores in atrial fibrillation, evidence for an atrial first phenotype. The genetic substrate of atrial fibrillation, AF, is heritable and complex. This study explored the impact of disease-causing cardiomyopathy variants on the risk of AF, even after accounting for incident ventricular cardiomyopathy and clinical heart failure. Researchers evaluated the utility of polygenic risk scores, PRS, to further differentiate between atrial and ventricular phenotypes and gene variant carriers. The findings provided evidence supporting an atrial first phenotype in the context of cardiomyopathy gene variants and AF risk. Article number 5. Echocardiographic diastolic function grading in HFPEF, testing the updated 2025 ASE criteria. The American Society of Echocardiography, ASE, recently proposed an updated 2025 algorithm for echocardiographic grading of left ventricular diastolic function. This study systematically evaluated the new ASE algorithm specifically in patients with invasively confirmed ambulatory heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF. The investigation determined the false negative rate of this algorithm within this patient population. It assessed the diagnostic accuracy of the updated criteria for grading diastolic dysfunction in HFPEF. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.